everybody. Welcome to Whistle While You Work podcast. This is episode 99, Typhoon Lagoon. Disney's Typhoon Lagoon.
99.
I know. We're so close to 100. We're just really taking our time to get there, though.
Yeah. I wasn't sure we'd get here.
I looked back. Do you know what year we started?
Many years ago.
I have 2021 written down. Is that right? Or was it 22?
I think it was 20-something.
So hopefully you're not doing the math and figuring out our pace. No, I have, yeah, it's 22. Yeah, so here we are, almost to 100, and we're going to talk about some place that was new for all of us to go to pretty recently.
All of us? None of you had been there before.
We didn't, except you had done Blizzard Beach, which is the second water park.
I see.
In Orlando at Disney World. So
so this is the old one.
I think this is older than Blizzard Beach, yeah.
Okay.
So just to throw it out there for any of you that are going to Disney World this year, or this year meaning 2025 or 2026, if you stay at a Disney hotel, the day that you check in, you get free admission to one of the water parks. So I thought it might be a little helpful to talk about our experience, since some people might be utilizing that offer, and we did, because it was also obviously something that we utilized too. So I thought it would be helpful to share about it and what we liked and what we didn't.
Yeah, I think it's a great idea. Overall, I thought it was... I thought it was a good experience overall. And so it's certainly one I'd recommend to people if they are looking for something to do on their check-in or check-out day and figure out what they're going to do, right? You can do it on either one of those, right?
No, it's just the check-in day. I mean, you could pay. Wow. It's like $60.
By the time you're checking out, you're broke. So the t-shirt says so.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, I remember, I mean, I don't know if you remember saying this, but I remember you saying to me when we were leaving or basically done at Typhoon Lagoon, you're like, oh, I'm kind of glad we didn't have to pay for this.
Oh, no. I mean, I think it's a great idea. I wouldn't pay for it, but it's a great idea.
I mean, if you lived in Orlando and wanted a place to go, or, you know, I don't know. But I think we both agreed we'd do it again, but it was nice that it was not something we had to pay for.
It's interesting as I kind of look at the map here and refresh my memory. I'll just say, maybe this is a spoiler, but there's really not that much to do there. So that's a little bit why I wouldn't pay for it. But I think for check-in day, it was a good experience overall, and it was something to occupy us, especially since our room wasn't ready when we got there.
Yeah. I mean, we don't have to talk too much about this aspect, but I think it's an important aspect to talk about. If you're going to go on your arrival day, if you're not already in Orlando, you got to somehow get there that morning. So it could be a very early morning, or, you know, so that's part of your day. So for us, we didn't actually get to Typhoon Lagoon until like 2, I think.
Yeah, it was
closed
like,
at 6.
Yeah, it was like 2 o'clock. And
but getting there, I just want to make sure people understand. Yeah.
Not as seamless as one would have thought. Where you stay really does matter.
So we stayed at, I wanted to say Saratoga Springs, but it's Old Key West.
The one next door.
But I have to say that I did, so.
Right across the street is this water park from where we stayed.
Yeah, it's a busy street, right? It's not like you can cross
but it's like right across the street.
But we got on our bus at the lobby because that's where our
Checked in. We didn't have anywhere else to go.
And the bus there has to go through like 4 other stops at Old Key West before it leaves. And then it doesn't take you to Typhoon Lagoon. It takes you to Disney Springs, where you have to transfer to a separate bus to get to Typhoon Lagoon.
I thought that was flat out crummy, to tell you the truth.
And it was like an hour.
It was an hour. Like, we lost an entire hour doing that.
We could have paid $20 or $15 to take an Uber.
Shoot, yeah. I could have paid. It'd probably been less than that because it's right across the street. Golly, we probably could have walked there faster, to tell you the truth.
Yeah, it was pretty painful.
So that was disappointing. So where you stay does matter, but more importantly, you got to kind of be careful on understanding how transportation works, because it's a little bit misleading sometimes, right? You think you're getting on the bus, it says Typhoon Lagoon on it, but what it's really saying is transfer to Typhoon Lagoon, which means that you're going to go to Disney Springs. And I just, by the way, we could have walked to Disney Springs.
Yeah, that would have been the smart thing.
We should have walked to Disney Springs to go catch the bus, sort of thing. But it was kind of long. Hot. We should have just Ubered. But that was mistake number one when we got there. That was just mistake number one.
I will say it is important where you stay as far as like, yeah, we had a lot of bus stops. But I recently was looking up stuff about Disney's Contemporary Resort for reasons I won't say right now.
Maybe in episode 100.
Maybe. But you have to transfer. It's the same thing there. Like, you take a bus to Disney Springs where you transfer.
Yeah, no, I don't think there's not a bus that takes you directly to Disney.
And Blizzard Beach. Blizzard Beach is so close to Animal Kingdom that you have to go all the way to Animal Kingdom Park to transfer to go to Blizzard Beach. So anyway, it's just, it's like they want you to use the water parks, but do they? You know, it's like.
Yeah, you know, it leaves a little bit to be desired, I think, on that front. But like I said, that was just mistake number one, taking the bus, right? So if you're listening and you're like, oh, I think I want to go, write this down. Don't take the bus.
Yeah, Uber.
Don't take the bus. Now, I will say, coming back, is there an advantage to riding the bus? Sure, you're going to be wet and stuff like that, and you don't want to get in someone's Uber like that, and they kind of don't want you to get in their Uber like that either. So maybe coming back. But still,
but do you remember what we did on our way back?
No.
We just went and ate lunch or dinner at Disney Springs.
That's right.
Not really dressed to be at Disney Springs.
Yeah, we were water park dressed.
Yeah.
Whatever. Who cares? Look, that's the thing. In Florida, anything goes now.
Yeah, I know. Y'all were fine because you're boys. I was just like, I didn't really have like a cute swimsuit cover up. And it was just, anyway, it was just weird. But
yeah, well, I didn't notice. I thought it was fine. I thought we blended in just fine.
The nice thing is once we finally got to the right bus and finally made the left turn into Typhoon Lagoon, which is took a long time to take that left turn. They drop you off basically right at the front door. So that was nice.
Yeah, that was pretty good. But I go back to, that was just mistake number one.
I know. Do you want to go to mistake number two already or?
Yeah, we should get it out of the way.
Okay.
I think this is an important one.
Okay.
So, recognizing that this is a resort place and that you're not coming from home, it's highly unlikely you're bringing your own towels.
Right.
That was a conundrum I never solved while we were there. Supposedly, you go and rent a towel, but it's just the same old crappy hotel pool towel that you would have.
Right.
So we all would have been smart if we had just gone into the hotel pool before we left, grabbed a couple towels, and took them with us, right? I never figured it out, and I also never figured out.
I can see here on the map, now that I'm looking at the map, where the towel was. But it was not marked well.
It's not marked at all.
When you're there.
And on top of that, supposedly you rent it, which I couldn't figure out either because, and this may be apocryphal, right? I just know that the stuff that we saw said rent towels.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's correct.
Which makes no sense to me because people were leaving their towels all over the place. Who rents a towel if you don't have to do something to turn it back in, right?
Right.
So it never made any sense to me. I do not understand for the life of me why it's not just like the pool. You just go to a towel station and pick up a towel. It would have been so much easier. I don't get it. I did read that they used to have it like that where you could just get towels, but now you couldn't get towels. So frankly, we were towel-less until the very end. There were like two abandoned towels on a chair because we did. They were folded up like they were fresh. And so that's, I think, why we did it. But the park was closed. No one was coming for them. So I just didn't get it. I didn't understand it. I think that that's a huge, huge, like, and rare Disney customer service miss.
Yeah.
Like, they're so good about communication on these things. And I walked around just baffled.
Yeah.
That was mistake number two.
Okay. Is there a third one?
Oh, sure.
Oh, okay. I don't know what the third one might be. I knew that those two. I guess for me, if we're going to just keep going with this negative commentary, mistake number three was I just didn't pack enough sunscreen.
Yeah.
I'm not used to honestly packing a lot of sunscreen for our Disney trips because we don't use it a lot in the park. We go from one place to the other where there's shade or we're indoors waiting for something. It's very rare that we're in the sun for long enough periods of time to use a lot of sunscreen. And so when we went to the water park...
And nobody usually has their shirt off like our, like our sons did, right?
Yeah, and so we have to use a lot to, you know, mm-hmm. And that was the other thing. It's our first day of our trip and we're very... A lot of my children are like me, where we're very light skinned. And so getting a bad sunburn would have ruined the rest of the week. That was the first day of our trip.
I think we were pretty, even I was pretty aggressive with sunscreen in ways I normally am not, because we hadn't even really started. Like this was like, this was the pre-fun.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. I think that's a good mistake number three. And we're not trying to go super negative.
No.
I think this is mostly, these are mistakes so that you can watch out for when you go. I mean, they're totally avoidable. That's the thing is, had we known, we would have been better prepared. We just didn't really know.
Well, and this kind of, I mean, I love you, but you like to do things that you know and you're confident and sure about. And so like, as much as it's fun to try something new, like you're kind of always like, oh, I don't know about this. I'm not sure if this is going to work out.
I need information.
And so, yeah, there's that balance of trying new things, but also, and I kind of like to go in fresh, like, you know how you are with a movie or lots, you just kind of want to go in fresh with a new ride or new, so that was kind of the route I went.
I'm going to pat myself on the back. There's some things in this life I'm really good at.
Okay.
Following signs.
Yeah.
Is one of them.
Like free towels or towel rental.
Get your towels here, right? You know, like I'm really good at following signs. I'm also really good at looking for signs so I can follow them. And that was, for me, it was just a frustrating thing. So again, had I known going into it that there would be, you know,
confusion and
towel
delay.
Anarchy in the park, right? Because that's what I would call it. Do you rent it? Do you not rent it? Why does everyone just leave them around if you're actually renting it? I don't know what's going on with these towels. Had I known there would be that kind of anarchy, I would have said, before we go, grab some towels from the pool and take them. I don't care what anybody says. Take them. We're going to the place. They all are Disney. They're all the same thing. And no joke, the towels that I saw there were exactly like the ones that you get at the resort pool.
Yeah.
They weren't special. They didn't have stripes. They didn't have nothing. They were just plain old Jane white resort pool towels.
I just, you know, if we ever have a Clips episode, towel anarchy has to be part of our highlights.
Yeah, well.
Because apparently that's what you were going through. I'm over here trying to be like the, hey, we're on vacation. It's going to be okay. It's going to be okay. Yeah, we're
I just
all
wanted to dry off.
All right, well, let's talk about some fun things like the wave pool. It was enormous. That it was just like the giantest pool I'd ever seen. And then the waves themselves did not disappoint. They were pretty gnarly.
I will say 100%. That's probably the best wave pool of any water park I've been to that I've ever seen. Those waves were so big. I mean, it was like literally like surfing waves. Like they got so tall, they literally curled over the top, right? It was incredible. And, you know, what's kind of funny about it is the first time we were in there, there were some waves and they came through and I didn't think much of it. I was like, this is going to be kind of a lame
thing.
You were
still upset about towels.
No, I'd moved on from towels. I was in the water. But I just didn't think it was going to be that big of a deal. You know, kids broke off, did a thing. Later on, when a kid comes back, he's like, dude, you got to see these waves.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what are you talking about? Went down there, got in the pool, and I was like, holy cow.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, it's an interesting kind of basin because the waves come off of a thing, almost like a volcano sort of thing, right? There's a ship up there on the top of it. It's kind of shipwrecked. But I'm just giving you the vista as you're looking at it. And around it, it's a walkway, and there's these lifeguards on their way up there, and it says how many feet high and stuff it is, etc. I mean, the water gets all the way up to as high as they are up there before it's coming down towards you to break, really into almost a beach setting like you'd find in a traditional wave pool. And the water goes, the waves are so large, the water literally goes all the way up. All the way up.
It takes a while, but eventually,
But it covers everything all the way up to effectively right at the edge of your beach chairs.
which is nice because your feet get
hot. The engineering here was done really well to understand exactly how far they could push it without getting people upset about, but I didn't want to get wet because I'm sitting on my beach chair.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. So we started there after we put on an enormous amount of sunscreen. And then as a group, all of us went back to storm slides, which is three curving 300 feet long body slides. I think we all went on the same one when we got up there. And then at that point, we kind of went separate ways because y'all wanted to do the Humunga, Cowabunga, shoot down triple speed slides. I don't do those type of slides. I don't mind, you know, going around in loops.
They were fast.
Yeah. Those are the ones that give you a wedgie. I'm like, yeah. I don't want that.
Yeah. Like they were fast. I actually, I kind of felt like I banged my back up on the joints in between, you know, each section of the slide. Like you go pretty fast. Great slide.
Yeah.
Very enjoyable.
So we kind of got split up at that point. I think it was me and Jack that didn't want to do it. So we did. Yeah, it was him and I. And we did the Lazy River. Or what do they call it? They don't call it the Lazy River. They call it... What is it called?
It's called the Castaway Creek.
Oh, lie back and relax for a 20-minute toe-soaking ride.
You know, I didn't do it.
It was very long. We had the
20
whole
minutes
circuit.
Long.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah.
So here's something that I'll say about that. Really interesting to me. One of the things, besides towels, one of the things I kind of struggled with was it was really hard to understand where you were. So again, I'm a sign follower.
Yeah.
You know, should be pretty easy to do. It was hard to understand where you were supposed to go to enjoy some of these attractions.
Yeah, I mean, I think that was so, that's the thing,
That Lazy River, I mean, if you look at the map, it's only got like two entrances, right?
There was more, but yeah.
You know, but you can't really tell, and that's my point, is if you're going to rely on the map, by the way, the map you get on paper is the same one that's posted in the park, right?
Yeah.
So it's not like you're going to all of a sudden spot things because you're there. There's really not a lot of information. And that Lazy River actually kind of divides the whole park.
Yeah.
So on one side of the Lazy River, you have the wave pool. On the other side of the Lazy River, you have access to some of these attractions. And there, especially in some spots, is very, very few opportunities to cross over. Like you really kind of have to go out of your way to get back over to the other side if you're trying to get somewhere. It was an interesting kind of experience. Some parks I've been to before, the Schlitterbahns of the world, you know, they have some areas like that where you're like, okay, I really got to go around to get here. But this felt like a little bit of an extreme. I really had to go around to get from where those triple slides were all the way. If I missed that first bridge, it was a long, long walk almost to the entrance to be able to cross back over again.
Yeah, and like I said, your feet are hot. I did notice that they had a lot of the sprinklers that were spraying water onto like the sidewalks and stuff. So that was nice. But I remember y'all found... I'm looking at the map, looking at the name. Oh, Crush and Gusher.
Yeah.
You remember that? And I remember, so after Jack and I did the Lazy River and y'all had done your own little thing, you're like, yeah, you guys should come try this. And I followed you and I was like, it didn't make sense. Like, I was like, I don't think they're leading us to anything. I don't think there's anything over here. And so I'd say that where it was just not like...
You're reinforcing my point.
It wasn't intuitive where anything was or how to get anywhere.
Not a single thing, which was so bizarre to me.
It was a little frustrating.
You just really couldn't tell, like, is this the entrance? Is it an exit? Is it anything?
Yeah.
Right? How do I even get there? Now, like all of their parks, they do a tremendous job with the landscaping and the foliage.
Yes.
But almost to a degree, it was to the detriment because it just made everything look the same. I felt, you know, like you're a little bit stuck in suburbia, right? Like, how do I get out of this neighborhood?
But let's talk a little bit about Crush and Gusher because that, I thought, was one of the funnest rides. Wasn't that the one? Let's see.
Yeah.
Prepare for uphill climbs and drops on this intense water coaster. And that was the one where there was a few of us that were in a big...
It's a two-person ride.
Oh, two.
I think.
Two or three? Are we thinking about the right ride?
Maybe I'm thinking
Is that the one with the conveyor belt? I think it was.
Yeah.
No. I think I'm getting them mixed up. See, that's why I'm looking at this map and I'm still lost.
Yeah.
Do you watch what I'm talking about? Where we all sat in the thing and the conveyor belt takes you up?
I think
up?
You're thinking of the Gangplank Falls. That's oh. the kind of family white water raft thing.
Okay. That was fun, too. Oh, that is that. That you're right. That is what I was thinking about. Where is that at?
That's, no, that's way up on the other side, too. You know, honestly, I can't remember, but they had some good attractions.
It was fun. And maybe this map we're looking at is old, because there was, like, I feel like there's something in between these two.
Yeah, I kind of felt like that, too.
Maybe I'm showing, maybe we're looking at old maps.
What's the date on this map?
I don't know. Sorry, y'all. We do try to prepare some before we get on here. I'm going to look it up on the actual app. But there, I guess I was surprised where y'all took, you took us, because I was like, I don't think there's anything here. I'm trying to find it.
Let's see. I'm pulling it up. Oh, this map I got here is the same one you gave me.
Okay. Oh, I think I found it. Yeah. On the actual app is the one that I was talking about. It's called... Oh, Crush and Gusher. Oh, here it is. Misadventure Falls.
That's it. Yeah. Yeah, so this is a completely different... I'm looking at a whole new map now. Now I'm really confused.
So Misadventure Falls is between Crush and Gusher and like those three slides.
Yeah, that's a family raft. That was a ton of fun. Misadventure. Miss. M-I-S-S.
Yes.
New word. Adventure.
That's her name.
Not Misadventure.
Yeah.
Miss. Adventure.
Yes.
Falls. That was really, was a great ride.
It's like what you want Cali River Rapids to be, but this is actually it. Like,
I mean, it's a water roller coaster with, in a raft.
Yeah.
Right. With your family sort of thing. It was just a ton of fun.
Yeah.
Really, really enjoyed it. If you've ever been to, Schlitterbahn, in New Braunfels, Texas, famous water park in this country, right? We've been there a number of times. They have a ride there called the Master Blaster. And then they have another one called the Wolf Pack. And they're all in the same spot.
Now, Wolf Pack 10 times funner than
is supposed to be basically this awesome ride. The line is always super long. You get a bunch of people in your family in there, typically three or four, something like that. Anyways, lame, don't do it, don't waste your time.
Yeah.
This is everything that ride should have been. Plus some.
Yeah.
So much fun.
Yeah.
Water roller coaster. Gotta experience and understand what that means.
Yeah, and I'm guessing the map that we were using earlier, so this Misadventure Falls must be pretty new. So then there was one last section, which I was kind of feeling pretty optimistic about, because that Misadventure Falls and Crush and Gusher were pretty exciting. Not that the first one wasn't. It was just okay. So then we went back behind the wave pool. And we did Gangplank Falls.
Yeah.
And I think one of them was actually out. And it was probably the one that was more popular. Yeah.
The Keel Hall Falls, I believe, was down. And I think the Mayday Falls was.
I feel like we did at least one or two of those.
The Mayday was the one we really wanted to do. That's they call it the park's highest and longest single rider tube slide. We did not get to do that. It was closed.
Okay.
That was a disappointment.
Yeah. So.
And that's the thing, you know, if, frankly, if any one attraction is not up, like, you're going to feel it, because there's not a ton of things to do there. They have listed on the map 12 attractions, but you have to remember one of them is the wave pool. Another is the lazy river. A third one is just the little kids section.
Right.
Right.
Splash they call pad it type area.
Catch a Kitty Creek. Right. Pretty clever, but that's what that is. And then a fourth one is what they call the mountain trail. And I'm like, that's not an attraction. That's just more of your plants all over the place. Like, I didn't get to, you know, it's literally described as that. They call it explore the lush trails at the base of Mount Mayday. And I'm like, no, like, if I'm exploring, it's because I'm lost. I want to get to the next thing. So they're really, my point is, there's really not a ton of attractions there. If one, for some reason, is not working, and heaven forbid two, you know, your selection will be limited.
I, I think it kind of played to our advantage, though, since we only had like 3 or 4 hours in the park. It was kind of like, oh, well, we were able to do most everything. There was like a few, like the Misadventure Falls. I wish I could have done more than once. But I left feeling like, hey, we got to experience it. Yeah. We don't have, our youngest was 11 at the time. So, and again, I probably wouldn't take really young kids to that park just because of the wave pool.
Yeah, I don't think it's for the smallest kids. That's for sure.
But it's like one of those things that it makes sense to let your kids go and get some energy out and play in that type of environment. Because when you go to the parks themselves, it's a lot more controlled. Stand here, do this. So this is kind of a little bit more free spirited that way.
Yeah.
Something else I was going to bring up that I appreciate because I like to drink a lot of water is that they had like water containers and then plastic cups for you to get water. So you weren't having to rely on just a water fountain or your own water. So that's just something to look for when you go, because most people go to a water park with very limited amounts of things, or sure, you put most of it in a locker. So the fact that you can don't have to pay for it, you can just get a plastic cup of water and fill it up. I thought that was nice. We did have to look around for a little bit of a snack. Jack wanted ice cream when y'all were out and about, and they had a place that had soft serve, so that did the job. Although it was one of those where it was like a very hot walking on the pavement experiment. I was like, okay, all right, I'll get you ice cream, but my feet are burning. So it was just kind of out of the way.
You want to know something interesting? I'm looking at this pretty fresh map here. This map is dated September 15th of 2024, right? So it's a year old, but that's pretty fresh. Nothing on here says anything about towels. Not a single thing mentioned towels. Nothing. Nothing.
Yeah. He's right. He's good at reading signs, and I'm semi-good,
sure,
too.
I'm pretty sure you were supposed to get them at the place called the Beachcomber Shack, right?
But it should just say towel rental, please.
And like there's like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. There's 13 places on this map labeled Beachcomber Shack, and they're all in the same spot.
Okay.
Right around the umbrella area. And it's not by the entrance. It's not intuitive how you get there. It's literally all by itself.
Isn't it over by the lockers, though? I think it was close to the lockers, which was kind of a chaotic area.
No. It is not. It's the exact opposite. Oh, and I see there's three more. You know, I see multiple places where it says B for a Beachcomber Shack. But again, I just don't. Maybe that's not where you get towels. I'm telling you right now,
I feel like, though, there was a point when you were so upset about having to pay for the rental that you just didn't really even try to look for it.
No, I was always looking. I was like, there's got to be a place. Someone tell me where you get a towel. Because I kept looking like maybe you don't have to rent it. Maybe I'm just missing it and there's just a little stand. Sorry I got back onto the towel thing, but, you know.
Towel anarchy.
It doesn't say anything about this is where you get towels, right? If it was the Beachcomber Shack, they'd say Beachcomber Shack on the map, asterisk, get your towels here. It's towel anarchy. Okay. Unbelievable.
Oh my gosh. I'm trying to see. I had a list of notes. Let's see.
That's good. That's really all I got to say.
I think that's most of my, I think that was most of the list of notes that I had. We did get a good picture. You know, when you're leaving, I don't know if there are some people, and maybe you're one of these people, but I don't need my phone with me at a water park. Some people have that little plastic envelope thing and they take it with every, but, so for me, that means I'm limited on taking pictures, which, you know, is like a disadvantage advantage type of thing. But when we left, after we'd gotten our phones out of our locker, we had the kids pose in front of there's a sign at the front, and it ended up being a really good picture of, you know, welcome to Typhoon Lagoon or whatever. And there were some characters and, what's it called? Oh, geez. Surfboard. Sometimes words are hard. Side note, I'm pretty sure that early in the morning on certain days, you can go to Typhoon Lagoon and actually learn how to surf or take surfing lessons because the waves are.
Yeah. I do think there was a thing, about surf lessons,
yeah,
and some times for that. So yes,
not a sign about towels, but
So I'm looking at this map, and actually I realize this map that we have is not two, the one I found is not two maps. It's front side and back side. So both water parks are on here.
Oh.
And so now, so for instance, if you go to Blizzard Beach, you go to the beach house and listed on the map, it says Polar Patio Umbrella and Towel Rentals.
That is a very clear sign.
Right. But
nothing ambiguous.
But I come up here and I'm like, am I missing it? High and Dry Beachcomber Shack and Umbrella Rentals.
I did ask,
say anything about towels.
Some people might be like, well, why didn't you ask a cast member? I literally asked a cast member.
Oh my gosh, found it. Merchandise number 26, Singapore Sals. Towel rentals available.
Is it over by the lockers?
Like it's I over said? By the lockers, yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, if people are like, why didn't they ask somebody? I did. I literally asked somebody, and she was like, it's my first day.
Yeah.
So, you know,
should've bought a lottery ticket.
I was just like, okay.
Man, I really had to scour this thing to find that one thing that says towel rentals at the one place in the whole place, Singapore Sals. You can't tell me every single person in that park went and got all 1,000 of those towels we saw sitting around in that one spot, Singapore Sals. It doesn't make any sense.
I do know that when I went to Blizzard Beach a few years ago, it was just like at a resort where here's the towel, like, and here's the towel deposit. Like, it was not like you had to pay, but obviously things have changed. How about we end on this note? Any memories or fun things that you remember doing with the kids at Typhoon Lagoon?
Well, I mean, we spent a lot of time in that wave pool. That was fun.
Yeah.
That was a lot of fun. And, you know, I really did enjoy some of those attractions. Misadventure Falls was good. The Crush and Gusher, I thought, was also really pretty good. Both of those were great water coasters. The slides were good. We had a fun time.
Like you said, the vegetation was nice to look at.
Yeah, I mean, I thought it was a beautiful park. Yeah. I mean, just like you would expect at any Disney park, it was beautiful, and it was clean.
Which is a big deal.
A lot of water parks especially, yeah, some of them are pretty nasty. You know, you didn't have to worry about weird things floating in the water and stuff.
You're standing there barefoot, and it's not dirty. You know,
so definitely the chlorine was strong that day. You could see it almost, right? Because your eyes were a little burning. But I thought we had a great time. I certainly would do it again if it was a first day sort of thing and we didn't have anything else that we were planning on doing or going to. Made a lot of sense. That's it.
Yeah. Yeah, it worked out. I think we stopped at Disney Springs, ate dinner, and then we just went back. And it was like 7 o'clock. But we knew that we had a week ahead of us of going to parks
and
doing all the
week,
things.
Yeah.
So it was nice to go and get a little sun and do something fun, but be able to unwind. Because, yeah, just if you're curious, in the future, if you ever go, I think they always close at like 6 p.m. So it's not like you can stay late. They have some after-hour events at those water parks, but in general, if you plan to use one, just know that you'll have probably a free evening. So.
You know, that's the thing about water parks. They don't make a whole lot of sense after dark. You need to be able to see people. The lifeguards have got to see folks, right?
Yeah.
And so once the sun goes down, that's it.
It's over.
You got to get out of the water.
Yeah. All right, y'all. Well, hopefully you guys learned a few things. And if you've been to Typhoon Lagoon, we'd love to hear about your experience. We're at Whistle While You Work podcast on Instagram. Send us a message or let us know what you think about us and our Howl Anarchy.
Towel Anarchy. It's unbelievable. Bye.
Bye.